Rick, let's begin today with City of Pensacola efforts to lure ST Aerospace to the city.
That would be an important development for Pensacola. I see it as fitting into the bigger picture of the Airbus facility opening in Mobile, what, about 1,000 to 1,200 workers directly employed at that facility in final assembly of commercial jet aircraft. And of course, then there will be the supply chain for that facility. And so all of those businesses are going to be competing for the same labor pool that ST Aerospace currently uses at Mobile Airport, and perhaps for facility space. And at the end of the day, if this is going to be a project that works for Pensacola, it has to work for the company as well. And so we have to listen to what they're asking for in terms of facilities, access to runways, availability of a skilled workforce.
Rick, also from the City of Pensacola, they're moving forward with their plans for a proposed $18 million fish hatchery to be located on city-owned property, Bruce Beach. What would be the economic impact of that?
You know, that's been discussed a lot in the press recently here in Pensacola, of course. The thing that strikes me about the numbers that are going around in the press, and I have not looked at the underlying impact studies to see if they're reasonable and correct or not, but if we're talking about what are the numbers in the press, 12 to 18 jobs associated with that facility, that seems very low to me, I mean, without having seen the underlying figures. If we're going to have tourists going through that facility and seeing how a fish hatchery works, and if we're going to have the fingerlings that come out of there being transported to various sites around the Gulf that may have the habitat to sustain them, then I would think the employment would have to be substantially more than what is reported in the initial figures in the press. But it seems to me that it must be more valuable than the way that it's being portrayed.
One more thing, reference the City of Pensacola, and these are things discussed in Mayor Ashton Hayward's Morning with the Mayor press event this week. He also talked about crime in the City of Pensacola, noting that violent crime went down 18% in the city for 2013.
You could hardly ask for a better result for city and county residents than to have a substantial drop in the crime rate. And I'm going to trust that this was not due to any change in reporting methods, failure to report certain things that had been previously reported, or problems with the quality of the data. This truly reflects better policing, or perhaps even more importantly, a better economic environment that offers more opportunities to people who might otherwise be inclined or be forced into committing crimes to support themselves. Well, either of those are good things: more effective policing leading to safer streets, or a better economic environment that leads to more job opportunity and safer streets. I've just finished not too long ago a very interesting book by Ed Glazier. It's called Triumph of the City. In the prologue to the book, he talks about what's so important for local areas that are looking to grow and to improve their quality of life, to recruit new businesses. Safe streets and good schools are really the fundamentals that people look for when they consider a community for a relocation or for an expansion of their business. And so a drop in crime rate is always a good thing. If we could improve the jobs outlook by giving our residents better skills in our education system, then that would also cause the crime rate to drop. So it's good news, and let's hope it can be sustained.
Rick, I want to end by quickly asking you about the extreme weather that has blanketed the nation over the past month. Is that having an impact on fuel prices, and is that extending to the Southeast, our region?
Without a doubt, it certainly affected the employment numbers. We got that weak employment report for December. Analysts have blamed it largely on weather conditions, that you can't start new homes in sub-zero temperatures. And of course, that causes people to use more heating oil as well. And given that these are all petroleum-based products, that's going to drive up their use. It's going to put additional demand on refineries. And to the extent possible, refineries and distributors would deliver more heating oil to the Northeast and perhaps less fuel, gasoline, diesel, to the Southeast. So yes, undoubtedly, it's going to have upward pressure on local fuel prices, and let's hope for a better weather so that fuel prices can come down.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.